Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.9 FM ESPN was a terrific weekend and a terrific week all around for University of Memphis Athletics. So we wanted to bring on the president of the University of Memphis. Dr. M. David Rudd is here now. Dr. Rudd, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you. Good to be with you.
How about that weekend for Memphis Athletics?
That was great to see. I tell you, they've done some remarkable things across the board, not just in football and basketball, but across the board with the athletic department in general.
Top 25 feels good. I mean, we know that the University of Memphis football program has taken major leaps, but to be in the top 25 again, I mean, that's validation, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Well, and to be in the top 25 at this point in the season and beating two top 25 opponents to get there, I think it says a lot about where the program is, how far the program has come, and frankly, what's possible at the University of Memphis.
Dr. Rubb, when you hear parents in terms of, we had a parent on the show a couple of weeks ago of a recruit. I know we're not going to mention recruits by name, but when you have parents saying, look at Memphis, look at that practice facility they're building in basketball, $20 million facility. We know what's coming up with the indoor practice facility in football. He said, look at the campus. It's changed. You know, from it looks like a different place. When you hear that, with considering where you all are right now, as handcuffed as you are, just financially, naturally, being outside that Power Five, that must make you awfully proud. It's certainly maximizing what you have, is it not?
Oh, it makes me remarkably proud and proud of all of the people on this campus that make that happen. I mean, we have got some tremendously hardworking people on this campus that have made those things happen, and incredible support in the community. Mm-hmm. None of this can happen without the support of the community. And we've got funded, approved, moving forward. They'll be tearing down a building at the end of this month to start the land bridge and the parking garage. We've got $116 million of funded, approved, in-process build that's going to be occurring over the next 2 to 2.5 years.
Fantastic. How hard is that to do, Dr. Rudd?
It's a heavy lift.
Right?
It is absolutely a heavy lift. But what I would tell you is we've done all of that, and we've done it over the course of the last 3 and 4 years with the lowest tuition increases in our history. We've had an average tuition increase of 2% the last 4 mm-hmm. years. The previous 15 years, the average was 8%. So we're doing it responsibly on the financial side, and we're excited about that. And we feel like that's good for this community, good for these students, and frankly, good for the conference and the country.
Absolutely.
When your football program is having the success that it is having and has had the last 3-4 years, how far does that trickle down for the rest of the university?
Well, if you look at our growth in the university, so you go back to 2015, just in the last 2 years, we've grown 5.9%, and that's after a period of 7 years of decline in terms of population at the university. Visibility has a lot to do with that. Basketball and football in particular bring visibility to the university, allows us to share the story of the university. When we get to share the story of the university, people get to come on our campus. They have a very positive impression of what they can do at the University of Memphis.
When you look at what happened this weekend, and obviously you get the big win, everybody's excited, but there was one thing that happened very quickly, and that was the dismissal of Ernest Suttles. I have to just believe, Dr. Rudd, that it's the kind of behavior that just won't be tolerated. Was that behind the decision-making to just go ahead and dismiss him?
I can't talk to you about individual cases, but I can talk to you in generalities.
Sure.
And I'll talk to you in generalities that we're not going to tolerate that at the University of Memphis. I will tell you that's a challenge nationally on college campuses, both on campus and off campus. It is a tragedy. That behavior devastates young people's lives. And as a psychologist, I can tell you that I practiced full-time for 15 years mm-hmm. and worked with many survivors of sexual assault and trauma, and I know firsthand the impact that it has on individual lives. We're not going to tolerate that. We're going to respond firmly and positively. We're going to do everything we can to protect our students, protect our community, but more importantly, we're going to do everything we can to prevent this kind of tragic behavior.
And I give you a lot of credit for being as present as you have been, especially on this issue. You're going to be having a 2-hour sort of forum with students over the next 2 weeks, right? About sexual harassment and sexual assault and all of those things that are happening on college campuses, right?
We're going to have a forum on Wednesday evening. We're going to have it in the evening so we can maximize student participation, an opportunity to talk to students about this problem, talk to students about how we respond, about what Title IX restrictions we face, about what we can do to prevent these kinds of problems, and about what we can do when we have a tragedy, when we have something like this happen, about what we can do to respond to help the survivor as a part of that process to feel safe and secure and move forward and recover and move on in life. And we want to make sure we do all those things. And then I'm also starting an ongoing conversation series that I'll do monthly with students just to talk about things that go on, not just in our community, but in this country. We've had a lot of student interest in having conversations about a range of issues in the world today, because as you know, it is a turbulent world today.
It is. And I will tell you know, as somebody that graduated from the University of Memphis, you know, 4 years ago, I felt like, you know, when I was there, there wasn't always this sort of open line, it felt like, to the president's office. And you do a fantastic job of keeping that line open. And you're buying lunch for some students in the coming weeks. Does that extend to alumni as well?
It does extend to alumni as well. I can't tell you it's going to be a great lunch. So don't.
All right.
But we will be buying lunch, and we're excited about the chance to have ongoing conversation. And here's the reality, I think, for any university, and particularly public universities, we have an obligation to our community. We have an obligation around many things, and one of those is transparency in our response to anything at this university. And anytime we have a challenge, we're going to respond head on. We're going to respond in a healthy, productive way. We're going to meet that challenge, and we're going to grow as a university. And if you look at this university over the course of the last 4 years, the thing I feel most proud of is we have grown as a university. And when I say that, I'm not talking about growing in the number of people we have here. I'm talking about growing in how we do what we do, how we help our students be successful, and how we relate to our community.
Were you pleased with the turnout for Madness, Dr. Rudd? I think we all were. And what do you want to see from that program in year two under Tubby Smith?
Oh, I was thrilled with the turnout for Memphis Madness. I was really excited to see Memphis Madness come back. I was excited to see the response. I was surprised to see that Tubby could dance so well. And and I was grateful I didn't have to do that. And so I think we're excited. I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. I really do. I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. I think the program is moving in the right direction. I think in the coming weeks and months, you're going to be pleased with where we are. And we have resourced that program. And with this new facility, we've never better resourced a program at the University of Memphis. And so we are well positioned for the future.
The news last week, Dr. Rudd, in the NCAA and college athletics world was that North Carolina got off after years of academic fraud. And I know we're not all privy to the details of that story, but you know well, as the president of the University of Memphis, that not too long ago, basically 10 years ago, the U of M got popped for something called strict liability regarding Derrick Rose. So as the president of a quote-unquote smaller school that maybe doesn't generate the revenue that North Carolina does, do you think about NCAA consistency as it relates to punishments for those schools? Is that something that you've thought about, and if there needs to be more consistency across the board?
Oh, I've got a number of things to say about that. One, I'm going to challenge you. We're not a small school. We're a great school, so let me correct that.
I agree. Absolutely.
Let me correct that. I'm going to do that every time I have to.
Perfect.
Second, I'm going to tell you I'm not a bashful guy. I speak up and I speak out, and I'm going to tell you I think that this finding strains the credibility of the NCAA Infractions Committee. And I don't think you'll find many people that would disagree with me on that. And I will tell you that Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, has heard directly from me about what I feel about the Infractions Committee and how they've handled not just this issue, but the consistency and the equity and fairness of how they've handled issues for many years now.
Yeah, I just feel like they tried to make Memphis an example because they could. That's how it felt to me so many years ago, because it's Memphis and they're not a Power Five, and I think that unfortunately politics played a part in that. While we're on the subject, Dr. Rudd, it is the 10-year anniversary of that 2007-2008 team. I know it's kind of complicated because the season was technically vacated. Have you guys talked about any plans, any celebrations, any honorings for that team that obviously meant so much to Memphis and the community?
I have not planned any dinners. They have not gone well in the past. So I've not moved forward with any dinner plans. I will tell you, you will hear more about that in the coming weeks, and I would encourage you to be patient. We've got a lot to be proud of.
No doubt.
At the University of Memphis. We've got a lot of history to be proud of at the University of Memphis. We've recognized some of that history here. We now have, if you go over by the administration building, we have the Memphis State University sign that's been refurbished and is in a garden over there. We're going to recognize our history. And I will tell you the other thing we're going to do as a university. We're going to stand up and we're going to say, when we feel like that somebody has responded to this university and hasn't been equitable and fair as a part of that process, I'm not going to be quiet, because that's my job. And I appreciate and respect that part of my job. The other thing I'm going to tell you is I think this community deserves that. And that's a part of the obligation a public university has to a community. It's a part of the obligation we have to Memphis.
Dr. Roy, we appreciate it.
The university, as alumni of Memphis, the school, we appreciate you, sir.
The student body is in good hands under your
Absolutely.
Leadership. We appreciate the time, as always, Dr. Roy. Thank you,
Dr. Roy.
Absolutely. You guys take care.
Yep. He is University of Memphis president, Dr. David Rudd. Did not mince words about the NCAA there.
He has reached out to Mark Emmert.
He has let Mark Emmert know his dissatisfaction with that finding, that it strains the credibility, and who could disagree?
As alumni of that school, I am happy that he has done that.
Hell yeah.
That
man.
Makes
Absolutely.
Me proud.
Me too.
Fight.
Man.
Like, let them know, man. And I, you cannot disagree with him on that fact.
No.
And I appreciate
it.
Even though he was not the president during that time, he understood how one-sided and wrong that punishment was for the University of Memphis, especially if we're not going to get consistency across the board. So appreciate Dr. Rudd for joining us there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.